Hi, Peter, thank you. Now, we're going to talk about Twitter. I know it's a subject that's dear to your heart, Peter, because Twitter have said that they're going to allow adverts on the site for the first time. Declan is back.
Fair to say,
what kind of adverts?
Fair to say you're not exactly the biggest fan of Twitter yourself.
Well, no, that's not true.
Oh?
No, that was secret information that I divulged to you.
That's why I'm being coy.
No, I don't use it.
Yes.
But,
well, you know how it works.
I know how it works.
And so do most people listening. You've sort of created this identity for yourself, and then you put little short messages which people can choose to follow and get regular updates. Well, now Twitter says that advertisers would be able to buy what are being called promoted tweets that would appear any time you do a search for a particular phrase or word or comment on the Twitter website. Rob Andrews is the UK editor of a digital economy website called Paid Content. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Declan.
So how will these promoted tweets actually work? You wouldn't get them the first time you log in that day.
No, Twitter's not yet promising that the sponsored ads would appear in your Twitter stream, but only when you search Twitter. So you go and search, for example, coffee, and perhaps you're served an ad for Starbucks. But you know, Twitter some months ago promised us that its business model would be amazing, cool, and non-traditional. But promoted tweets isn't really any of those things. It's basically
it just sounds like a regular ad to me.
Yeah, it's basically replicating Google AdWords, which is the sort of magic advertising model that's made Google the most successful online company there is.
You have to wonder, and I say this as someone who probably uses Twitter far too much, you have to wonder how often people search anyway, because I know I don't.
Well, precisely. In fact, far more people, I would say, at this point search real-time social websites like Twitter via standard search engines like Google and Bing. They both recently did deals with Twitter to get search access to people's Twitter streams. If it's the case that promoted tweets get fed onto more popular search engines like Google and Bing, this could give Twitter a slice of a very large advertising pie, but that's not yet clear.
They've really struggled with this, haven't they? Because, you know, they get, 50 million messages a day or so travelling across its website, and it has found no way of monetizing it, of making cash out of it.
Well, they've deliberately been very careful since launching in 2006 not to do anything that will offend Twitter's user base, which grew initially very slowly, but now very popularly. They have to toe a very fine line, and they really wanted to get the product right first. As have other social networks. You know, there's been a lot of hope for making money from social networks like MySpace, Facebook, and Bebo. But you know, Bebo is now on the block to be sold or shut. MySpace isn't doing so well on that front, and Facebook is only now beginning to make advertising tick too.
Okay, Rob Andrews, good to talk to you. Thanks for your insight. He's from the digital economy website Paid Content.
So you don't do much searching on Twitter. What happens if there was someone...
I'm too busy talking about myself to search what anyone else
well,
is saying.
Well, I thought that might be the case. I thought I'd ask you anyway. But surely if there's someone that you're interested in following, you would have to do a search on their name, first of all, to find their Twitter name.
To find them, first of all. But then after that, once you've clicked to follow them, and then once you've organised them into one of your 20 lists that you're allowed to have, then you don't need to search for them again. You just go and look at your list.
You've got too much free time, Declan.